Last week, I played some satanic sessions of the Rolling Stones, and I got some great feedback on it. And I posted a psychedelic color photograph of the Stones on my Facebook page and got a lot of feedback on that. My friend Michael Pertill said, "Don't play that awful Satanic Majesty's Request album. It's just such a bad album." And I said, "Well, I can't help it. I love it. I got it when I was 14. I played it to death. I love it. I love every aspect of it. So maybe I'll drive everybody away, but I've decided I want to spend some time with the Rolling Stones. I don't do that very often." Here's a recording of the Rolling Stones from April 11th, 1967, at the Olympia Theater in Paris, France. This was actually a radio broadcast, played not the day it happened, not live, but like the next day. The recording is not the best, but it's a radio broadcast of the live Rolling Stones, and it's them doing the song Going Home from the Aftermath album, going into one of their most famous songs. And I want to just get the feel of what this band was like in 1967. So here, live, here are the Rolling Stones in concert. And it just cuts off because, again, that was from a radio show. Even Mick Jagger and Keith Richard dislike their Satanic Majesty's request as they look back at it. But I don't care. There's something extremely marvelous about this music. The first song on the album is "Why Don't We Sing This Song All Together? Open Our Heads, Let the Pictures Come. And if we close all our eyes together, then we will see where we all come from." This is the main studio recording of "Sing This All Together." There are no vocals. Well, there's some vocal sounds, but there's no singing of lyrics. This goes on for a while.
Thank you. That's called Sing This All Together. That's the instrumental track. On the LP, the song first appears as the first track, and then there is a 7-minute track called See What Happens. And a lot of See What Happens was in what we just heard. Not all of it. There were whole segments that aren't on the album at all. What that is, basically, is stoned music. Andrew Lug Oldham, who had produced all the Stones albums up to this point, stopped working with the Rolling Stones when they did this album because they insisted on doing it stoned. They basically came in, got high, whoever would show up, each member of the group had their own entourage that would come with them. Brian would bring women. Keith and Mick had all kinds of different friends who would show up. The sessions were always crowded, and then they would proceed to get high and do whatever they wanted themselves. And when they finally got down to the wire, they cut together from what they had into the album. So this is stoned music, okay? Except it's Rolling Stoned music. So it has a pedigree that's very different from just a bunch of kids just fucking around, right? And I find that music to be fascinating. But what I'm doing is I'm playing the two tracks that people hate the most on the album. I'm now going to play the one. It's called Gomper, G-O-M-P-E-R. I'm going to play you a 9-minute instrumental version of the track. Brian Jones is all over this. Brian plays like 5 different instruments on this. So this is actually the result of several sessions, several very stoned sessions. And then from this, we're going to cut to, I've brought a mono copy, a monaural copy of the original vinyl. And I'm going to play for you the album track of Gomper, and we'll go into the next track too. So this is probably the one that Rolling Stones aficionados regard as the worst thing on this album, By the Lake with Lily Flowers. This is incredibly evocative, impressionistic music. What is a gomper? I thought it was some kind of state of soulness and that it was a Buddhist term. But it turns out to not be a Buddhist term. It turns out to be like some kind of slang for an ugly girlfriend or something like that. Now, I don't gomper. She was a right gomper, is the example. Since that's not part of my vocabulary, I have no idea what it means. But maybe Noel does because he's in the UK. But here we go. Here we go. I love this. This is truly self-indulgent, drugged music by very talented individuals. Charlie's playing tabla. Anything with woodwind, that's Brian. The flute, whatever, that's Brian. And it just sort of just meanders through. But somehow, it's perfect. Thank you.
gently gliding on the glassy lake she's riding. She swings to the side, the sun sees her dried. The birds have a thank you.
It's so very lonely. You're 2,000 light years from home. That's a long way. One light year is 6 trillion miles. You're 2,000 of them. Oh, my God. if we're going to be literal. Yeah, there we go. Their satanic majesty's request. A very personal favorite album. Stay tuned.